I was born just about 4 or 5 miles from here, and my first master was a Presbyterian preacher. His name was Jeff Montgomery. My pappy's name was Hardin Montgomery, and my mammy was Susan Montgomery. There was 10 children of Wiens, and we was all separated. I was sold when I was 4 years old. I remember my mammy crying, and I was scared. They stood me on a big stump and auctioned me off. They said for $450. Wish I had that money now. I could sure use it good. A man by the name of Miller bought me first, and then I was sold to old Ned Discus. This sale was just a trade, so I just changed home, so to say. Married folks lived in log cabins, but the single folks lived in the big house. I lived in the big house. I slept on a pallet on the floor in the kitchen, and every morning when old master would holler, "Mark! Mark, light that fire!" And if I didn't get right up, I got a cane over my head. Once I remember he whipped me till the blood run off my heels for breaking an axe handle. We know the step when he yelled at us. When I was 9 years old, I cut all the corn stalks off a 40-acre field with a hoe. We had to work from sun up till dark, too. We had enough of what we got to eat, but it was coarse grub. We always had fat meat, but none of them ham. We wore a one-piece garment called a shift. It was a whole lot like a long nightshirt. It was the coarsest of cotton stuff and had no collar. In the winter, we had old clothes of the master's family. Only in the coldest of weather, we had split leather shoes without any lining. I've had my feet freeze and crack open on the heels and bleed. Didn't do us no good to complain, neither. During the war, old master didn't take sides much, but he thought the Confederates was right. Old master wanted to see us free when he saw how things was going. But his oldest son had took charge of things, and he said no. Old master had refused to sell me for $1,200, so young master loaded me and 4 other of the best slaves in a wagon and linked our hands together and started south with us to sell us. We got within 12 miles of the Texas line when we met some of the soldiers, and they said to turn the niggas loose. Freedom had come. That made young master mad as a hornet, but he let us go right there and then.